You are listening to the BFM Breakfast Grill, brought to you by U-Mobile.
Good morning, I'm Julian Ng. On the Breakfast Grill today is Dato' Sri Hassan Kamil, who is the Group MD of Syarikat Takaful Malaysia. The company was established in 1984 after the government set up a task force to study the feasibility of establishing an Islamic insurance company in Malaysia. And Syarikat Takaful was listed on the main board of Bursa Malaysia on July 1996. Good morning, Dato. Welcome to the show. So by way of just giving us an overview, how has the Takaful insurance business done compared to conventional insurance? Could you give us some explanation through, let's say, market share gains?
In terms of our growth, you know, in the last, say, almost 30-something years, you know, since Takaful Malaysia was formed, we started from zero. Even today, the base is still a bit smaller than the conventional insurance. So if you look at the percentage growth, obviously it has been growing at a more rapid pace than the conventional insurance industry. We see massive potential moving forward. We are pretty much riding on the growth of Islamic finance, mainly at the banks, through the credit financing for Islamic basis type products. The awareness is growing, and we see there is a tremendous potential to grow. And the awareness of the pros and cons of Takaful versus conventional is also becoming quite significant.
Can you elaborate on a little bit of those pros and cons?
Yeah, because, you know, for a Takaful contract, you know, the transparency of the contract is actually quite clear, where the contributions are actually clearly demonstrated in terms of what component is the management fee, which is, again, disclosed in the contract, and what portion is actually meant for the risk premium, which is meant to pay for future claims. So the consumers can see exactly, you know, what portion of their premium is actually taken up by the management or the company as the operator of the Takaful Fund, and what portion is actually contributed into the risk fund, which is meant to cover for the future claims. And the best part about Takaful, you know, and this is only practiced in Takaful Malaysia, we do share the profits from the risk fund back to our customers, which does not happen.
Now, this is very interesting.
The conventional insurance.
So if I put a like-for-like comparison in terms of, I think my knowledge would only allow me to go as far as a very crude example of sum assured, right, or the coverage. If I have the same coverage for conventional insurance and one for Takaful insurance, which one would be cheaper to buy into?
I'll give you a very simple example, because most of us have some form of vehicle, you know, like a motor car. If you buy a motor insurance from Takaful Malaysia, at the end of 12 months, if there is no claim, over and above your no-claim bonus, you know, which is a maximum of 55%, you know, what do you get back if you buy from a conventional insurer?
Nothing.
Exactly.
Okay.
We give you back 15%.
But that 15% payback can be done through price or premium reduction. Why don't you do that in the first place?
Because currently, motor is a tariff product. So the rates and the premium cannot be reduced via a discount. It has to be offered to the consumers based on the tariff which has been set by the Central Bank of Malaysia.
Okay, we'll talk about the tarification a little bit later. And this is a move by Bank Negara. But just coming back to the Takaful business model, which is based on the concept of the wakala contract,
correct? Right? Which is a fee basis arrangement. Wakala is a fee, you know. So I work for Takaful Malaysia, who happens to be the operator of the Takaful Fund. So as a Takaful operator, we receive a fee. Remember I mentioned earlier, when the customer pay a premium, you know, we show exactly which portion is for management expenses and which portion is for claims. That portion of the management expenses, that is the fee, which is the wakala fee.
So I have some market share numbers for the insurance industry as a whole. And I think the rough numbers point to the fact that conventional insurance is the lion's share
of
the market, with over almost 90% actually. The rest comes from Takaful. Why is this the case? Because you were talking about the very strong growth earlier. Yeah. Are you expanding your pitch to the non-Muslims?
Yeah. Well, if you look at the history, you know, even though Takaful Malaysia has been around for about 32, 33 years, the second company only came into operation in 1995, you know, which is about 20 years ago. And then
that's Attica, is it?
That's at that time it was Takaful National, and then eventually it became Attica Takaful. And then the rest of the companies only came in after 2005, 2006. So if you look at the age of the Takaful industry, we are still a fairly young industry. You know, if you look at other companies, you know, they have been around for 100 years. I know one company has been around recently or 2 years ago. They celebrated their 100th year anniversary. You know, so we are still in the infancy stage. You know, so if you look at the market share, obviously, you know, the conventional industry had a head start. So they control the market, you know.
So if you look at some of the market shares, I think Attica and Sherika Takaful would be the main players of the market. But Attica has, according to some of these market share numbers, about 40%, and Sherika Takaful has just over 20%. Are you satisfied with these numbers? And do you think that you can overtake Attica at some point?
Yeah. I think the numbers that you are seeing is for the
Family Takaful
business. Yeah. Okay. I think Attica has a major advantage because they have a parent company, which is Maybank, which is massive, you know, and they disburse hundreds of millions of loans, you know, that require some form of insurance. So in terms of the synergy between Maybank and Attica, I think there is a massive benefit for Attica. So that is how they are able to maintain a larger market share than Takaful
so
Malaysia.
I know what you're saying, that Maybank is massive, but what is the factor behind massiveness? Is it agents, and are you going to build up your agency force?
No, just that. It's not a question of agent. You know, Maybanks, they have branches all over the country. They have salaried officers. These are not agents. They have salaried officers in the banks that are working with people. For example, if you want to apply for a car loan or housing loan, and every single loan that they approve will require some form of insurance to protect the loan in the event of death or disability. So this is what I mean by massive distribution that Maybank has all over Malaysia.
Is there a shortcut strategy that you can adopt? Because, for instance, if Maybank has a lot of branches and a lot of agents, what other strategic options are available to Takaful to take on such competition? For example, going the route of bank assurance having an online model. I mean, InsurTech and FinTech are such buzzwords these days.
You know, we also have a bank in our group, which is Bank Islam.
That's right. You're almost 60% owned by Bank Islam.
No, we're 60% owned by Bank Islam Holding, who is the parent company for both Bank Islam and Takaful Malaysia. So our sister company is Bank Islam. So we get a lot of business from Bank Islam. You know, we have exclusive partnership with RHB Islamic. We're in the midst of negotiating two other exclusive partnerships with two other local Islamic banks. Okay, we cannot use fintech to reach out to the consumers when it relates to finance-related insurance.
Why is that?
Because it goes together with the loan. You know, it's almost compulsory. You know, if you take a housing loan, you know, the bank will ask you, in the event of death, who will settle the loan? Otherwise, we will take back the house.
So is this under the category of Family Takaful, or is this under the category of life insurance as a whole?
This is life insurance as a whole, including of Family Takaful.
Why is it tied to the loans? Because I see many companies selling insurance policies independently and not being tied to loans.
I have to be more specific because I'm referring mainly to the mortgage reducing term insurance product.
Okay, the MRTA.
The MRTT or MRTT for Takaful or MRTA for conventional. Okay. You know? So purely for this product. If you're talking about the other products, you know, for example, investment link, or a term life plan, or a medical plan, yeah, that's standalone. They don't have to buy with the bank or from the bank, or it's not tied down to any loan products. But normally when the bank approves a loan, they want to have some form of assurance that in the event of death or disability, that the insurance company will pay off the loan and the house is fully owned by the beneficiaries.
This morning, I'm joined by Dato Sri Hassan Kamil, who's the Group MD for Sherika Takaful Malaysia Berhad. And we're talking about the growth of the Takaful or Islamic insurance industry in Malaysia. We'll be back with more after this. BFM 89.9. Today on The Breakfast Grill is Dato Sri Hassan Kamil, who's the Group MD for Sherika Takaful Malaysia Berhad. And he's joining us today to give us his views on the growth of the Takaful and Islamic insurance industry. Dato, earlier on, you gave the impression that you were sort of being straitjacketed by the limitations of you being associated to a bank, which is Bank Islam or the Bank Islam Group. Can you not expand on your own to go out there and sell insurance directly? And I'm just trying to figure out what this policy will entail, what this strategic policy would entail. Would it entail setting up more branches a la Maybank or hiring more agents? Where will you go with this? Just to break off that shackle with the banking group.
Firstly, I have to correct you, Julian. It is not a shackle or straitjacket, you know. Our tie-up, not just Bank Islam, with most Islamic banks, you know, is purely one of the many distribution channels that we have to offer our takaful products to the consumers. Earlier, I was describing how the product is tied to the loan and so forth. But we have a lot of other businesses which is not tied through the loan. We practice a multi-distribution channel strategy. You know, we have agency, we have direct, we deal with brokers, you know, we sell over the counter. We currently, you can even buy motor insurance online at our portal, you know, all this is in place. So moving forward, you know, the way I see the industry moving, and the same is happening from a regulatory standpoint also, that there are more initiatives and push towards having an alternative distribution other than agency.
So how is that going? Because recently we had a conversation with AIA CEO Anusha Tavaraja, and I asked her about cost disruption in the insurance industry and with conventional insurance as AIA is involved in. It contains a lot of an element of very expensive agency force. Is this the case with Takaful?
Well, whenever there is an agent or intermediary involved, you know, there is always the cost element. That's a given. You know, whatever is incurred by Takaful is the same as what other conventional insurers are incurring.
So the Takaful insurance agents would also get 171% commission,
yes,
of the first year premiums paid over a few years.
Yeah, it's the same. If the product is the same, you know, technically they are entitled to receive up to 171% commissions plus agency related expenses.
So how big is your agency force and how will you face the future? Because there are all these disruptors coming into the market that can offer, whether it's conventional or Islamic, offer coverage for a very cheap price.
Okay. Let's just focus on our discussion relating to retail agents. Okay, retail agents are agents that approaches individuals on the street to sell insurance. Because we have two types of agents. We have corporate agents also. And corporate agents sell the commercial businesses, you know. So it's not individual insurance.
Is that tied to bank insurance?
No.
Oh, that's just selling to corporations?
Selling to corporations. For example, you know, you have an office building and you want to have it covered, you know.
So okay, that's general, right?
Yeah, that's general. Yeah. But let's focus our discussion purely on retail agents on life or family business, okay? As you mentioned earlier, and you rightfully mentioned, there is a commission element involved. How big is our agency force? You know, we made a conscious decision about 4 months ago to divert our focus and attention and strategy and investment away from retail agents.
And where are you going to take that direction to?
We are now working, and we have started working on this for the last 6 to 9 months, in offering our products online. So we have now signed up with a major fintech company, which we will announce perhaps late in February. This is a very exclusive tie-up, only with Takaful Malaysia, where we will start developing the portal, and you will be able to buy at this moment in time motor, personal accident, health insurance, you know, including medical top-up plans. You know, if your employer provide you some basic cover and you feel the limits are not enough, you know, if you buy a full cover with zero deductible, it could be quite costly, but you're only interested to cover the stuff which is not covered by your company. You know, we also have a top-up plan which again the employee will be able to purchase online.
So these are all general insurance products. But what about life insurance products?
Well, the medical product is classified as family or life. Okay. And we are also offering a term plan. Okay. That's a life insurance product. We will also have, we are working on this. You know, we're not sure what the regulation will be because currently advisory products require a lot of face-to-face interaction with the agent, you know. So if you're heavy into advisory products, I think that agent element will not be able to be eliminated completely.
Mm-hmm. Sometimes people like to DIY their insurance needs. Sometimes it's quite self-explanatory. But at other times, they need advice for that. And they can have the option of having a very comprehensive advice through a financial advisor who can advise them not only on insurance, but on their retirement, on their investments, and on their taxation, what have you. But moving into this area of fintech by a company, is it going to shake the foundations of your agency bread and butter? Because they rely so much on selling policies the old way. But if there is a migration shifted towards your fintech, how would you deal with the possible backlash that can come from your agents?
Okay, let me clarify again. I earlier told you that we have actually shifted our attention to distribute individual retail products from agency, individual life or family retail products from agency to online. So technically, we don't have any retail agents anymore selling for Takaful Malaysia individual retail family products.
But what will happen to your agents then, who used to go on the streets and now where are they transferred to?
We actually did a deal with another conventional insurance, which happened to have a Takaful license. So they are now licensed under that company to sell.
So then does it mean that Sharikat Takaful will become a full fintech company that sells directly to the public through the internet, through online platforms?
For retail business. This is what we feel is the direction moving forward. You know, because if you look at the airline industry and the hotel business, you know, 20, 30 years ago, the only way to purchase an airline ticket is you have to go to the travel agent. And if you want to make a hotel reservation, you actually have to physically call the hotel and speak to the receptionist, you know, and it will take a long time sometimes to confirm your booking.
How much cost reduction do you think this brings to your customers?
Well, in terms of the cost reduction, we believe, you know, obviously the commission structure will be different. If you go online, you know, safe to say that commission will be almost completely eliminated. You know,
so that's saving of 171% that
over
we were referring to.
Over six years.
Okay.
Potentially saving 171%.
Today we have Dato Sri Hassan Kamil, Group MD for Sharikat Takaful, on the grill. Dato, do you distribute a lot of ILPs, investment link policies?
Okay. Previously, when we had a retail agency force, yes, we distribute ILPs, but not a lot, you know, because our agency force was quite small. We had only 600 retail agents.
Why have you not had a major strategy with ILPs?
Well, we tried to grow our agency force, you know, but we are a fairly new industry, you know, that's coming into this massive conventional insurance space, you know. So it was quite difficult for us to recruit agents, to train the agents, you know, and this is quite known in the industry. You know, every 10 agents you recruit, only one actually made it all the way to the end to become a successful agent. And that takes a long time. You know, if you look at the history of the conventional companies, you know, they started from almost nothing, but it took them at least 20 or 30 years, you know, to grow the agency force to be of meaningful size, you know, to distribute their products. So we made a conscious decision that we want to exit the distribution of ILP through retail agents, you know. And we are looking, and currently the regulatory framework is not there yet to offer ILP or advisory products online. And that will come. That will come. It's just a matter of time, you know. And the savvy consumers will look and see, hey, you know, if I'm paying 1,000 ringgit and I only see 600 ringgit in my fund value, 400 ringgit has vanished somewhere, you know, but now it's disclosed in the illustration, you know, it's actually paid in the form of commissions. And if I buy online, if I pay 1,000 ringgit and I see maybe 950 ringgit invested in my fund, it's a no-brainer that you will see a lot more of your money appearing in your fund statement every year, because, you know, and you will probably break even in 1 year, as opposed to the traditional ILP product, which now takes maybe 7 to 8 years to break even. That is presuming your fund performs.
Okay, the other major development happening in the industry as well is Bangladesh's quest for de-tarification, which is a process by which insurance for motor and fire policies would shift from a tariff-based pricing to a risk-based pricing methodology. And this means that you would be able to match the risk profile and price that correctly. And that would mean that some consumers would pay less and others would pay more. Right. How positive about this development are you?
Well, it's high time that the motor insurance premium, you know, is market-driven in terms of pricing, you know, as opposed to being fixed by the government. The challenge will be at this moment in time, you know, I think most of the companies may not have captured the consumer behavior in terms of their driving habits, you know. In other developed countries, you know, I have seen, you know, the distance you drive a day, how often you go, how fast do you accelerate, how many times you brake. You know, all that is captured. So when you go to the insurance company and say, look, you know, you want to renew your insurance, all that information is online.
Do you think there will be a bloodbath in the general insurance sector after the tariffication?
No. Because, you know, Bandhanegara has made it very clear in terms of the procedure and the process that the insurers have to undergo prior to reducing the premium beyond a certain boundaries, plus minus 10%.
Okay, we are running out of time, and I just want to ask you another tough existential question. Now, Takaful is listed, but at the same time, you might have social aspirations as an Islamic-based company. Are these in conflict with the profit maximization motive that investors expect?
Well, you know, we are a public listed company, as you rightfully mentioned, and we have shareholders, you know, who wants to see their investments grow over time. They insist on having dividends, you know, every year. And I've asked the same question to myself and to my Sharia advisory body, you know. Should we be making profit when we are selling Takaful, you know? There is obviously that social aspect, you know, but I think that applies not just to Takaful. I think the conventional insurance also have that social responsibility to provide protection affordably to the consumers, you know. So we just have to balance, you know, between the two aspects, you know. But the beauty about Takaful compared to conventional, you know, whatever money that is put in the risk fund, okay, which is to pay future claims, that money does not belong to the shareholders. It doesn't belong to the shareholders forever. Even one day when I stop doing business, that money will remain in the fund and it will be distributed for social causes. Whereas for conventional, the money that is sitting in reserves for future claims, if the company ceases doing business, 100% of the money belongs to the shareholders.
Thank you so much for joining us. And that was Dato' Sri Hassan Kamil, Group MD for Sharikat Takaful Malaysia Berhad on this morning's Breakfast Grill. I'm Julian Ng for BFM 89.9.
That episode of BFM Breakfast Grill was brought to you by U-Mobile, where data hearts you.